Football, huge. Absolutely huge. The Matildas versus the USA. We will have coverage right here on SEN that you can listen to. You can listen on the SEN app, both in Sydney and Newcastle. The match is being played. It's an old 3 o'clock start this weekend at Stadium Australia. Great ticket sales. Going to be, as I say, huge. There's no other word for it. Channel 10, of course, the host broadcaster with the television coverage. And I'm delighted to say that we have Matilda's representative, Western Sydney Wanderer, Georgia Yeoman-Dale, on the line right now. Georgia, again, huge. Is there any other word for it? The Matildas v USA in our own backyard.
No, there isn't any other word for it. When you've got the world number one coming to your shores and then to play against the Matildas, it's going to be a blockbuster event both on Saturday and then on Tuesday in Newcastle.
Yeah, and I love the idea. Let's hope the weather is favourable in Sydney for this weekend. That would be disappointing, but that's not going to stop the crowd that's already locked in. I mean, there's going to be atmosphere. I must say, I was disappointed today. So, Alana Kennedy, can you bring us up to date there? She has made the trip and got the breakaway from Manchester City to honour national commitments, but unlikely to play. Is that correct?
Yeah, so she hasn't been playing a lot of minutes for Manchester City in the last few weeks. She is carrying a couple of niggles, so has come over to be with medical staff and be part of, you know, another homecoming for the Matildas, but unlikely to see much game time, if any. So it's that big question that we've had for the last few years of, well, where do these defenders come from? We've always been playing with the same back four and in the Olympics, back three as well. So it'll be interesting to see how Tony Gustafsson goes with this and whether he brings in youth to give them a little bit of experience or if he reshuffles the formation again and we go with three at the back instead.
Georgia, as someone who represented their country as a teenager, and we whet the appetite just a few weeks ago, the series against Brazil, the profile of the Matildas in this country, to be part of the fold, I mean, these are exciting times. And the quotes from Sam Kerr in the last 24 hours, don't just want to be a good player or a great player, want to leave a legacy. You know, we've got some real role models, some real superstars.
Yeah, we do. It's kind of that golden generation coming through with Sam Kerr, Steph Catley, Alana Kennedy, Caitlin Ford, and there's a lot of those players who are now getting to that really experienced age where they can start to pass down their knowledge and their experience to the next generation of players, which is what we're all looking at here, because looking forward to the Women's World Cup in 2023, which is obviously in Australia and New Zealand, we need to increase the depth in our squad, and that's going to come from these young players coming through. We know Mary Fowler, we know her ability. Kyra Cooney-Cross is getting a lot of game time. I'm interested to see Claire Wheeler, and hopefully she gets more game time in these next two games, because I know how much potential she has to be a huge player in this team, especially going forward to that.
Oh, no, it's exciting. Georgia, look forward to watching the coverage. And as I say, our listeners can also tune in on 1170 SEN and on the SEN app. Georgia, thanks for coming on the program.